At the Cattle Industry Convention in Tampa, we're at the Novartis Animal Health Display. We're going to visit with Dr. Mike Moore, Professional Services Veterinarian with Novartis Animal Health. And Dr. Moore, I want to talk about protecting calves against scours. I know one of the things you focus on at Novartis is helping producers prevent calf scours. So how can producers do a better job of this? We know scours can be a pretty costly problem.
Scours indeed can be a costly problem. You know, not only the death loss and the treatment costs you have in the spring or whenever you calve with scours, that calf that does survive a scours incidence will probably come in weighing anywhere from 30 to 40 pounds less at weaning time. So that's also another cost that we don't associate with scours. The things that we try to do, or the main areas we try to focus on, are, number one, we try to focus on that cow, making sure that she's able to build proper immunity for scours when we do treat her, and that she has the proper nutrition, the proper micronutrients there to build a good quality colostrum. Of course, one of the other things that we're concerned about is the environment that that calf is dropped in. We want it a clean environment. We want it with not a lot of filth there, not a lot of manure, and somewhat protected if at all possible. The other thing we're looking at is a good vaccination program. And probably the most important thing is making sure that we have a good quality colostrum and the calf gets that quality colostrum in a timely manner.
So tell us what Novartis has to offer to help producers in this area.
We've got a product called Scour Boss 9. It's got the four strains of E. coli. It's got rotavirus, three strains of rotavirus, coronavirus, and the Clostridium perfringens type C. The neat thing about this product is that it can be given up to 16 weeks prior to calving that first year, which fits into the time that most of the producers are preg checking their cows. The thing that we'd like to do is recommend producers to visit with their veterinarian and setting up a vaccination program that is given at the proper time and the proper antigens or proper pathogens protected against.